Dr. Robin Murphy's Lotus Health Institute, online at lotushealthinstitute.com.
So let's talk about some layers, miasmatic layers. First thing, word miasm means diathesis. And diathesis is a better word to use because this is a word that modern medicine uses. They don't say miasm, they say diathesis. And diathesis means a predisposition to get a certain symptom or disease or line of diseases. They have a respiratory diathesis. Means they have a diathesis to get respiratory problems, which means they have a respiratory miasm. And it's all just words. So if you use the word diathesis, you hear a doctor say, oh yeah, now I know what you mean. If you say miasm, it sounds weird, archaic, old-fashioned, something, you know, evil almost. But diathesis is generally accepted. The child has a diathesis to sore throats and bronchitis. This person has a rheumatic diathesis. It's the same term. So a lot of times you have to switch your terminology. So these diatheses are expressed in layers, and all the layers have accumulated, even a layer from grief or these other things produce their own diatheses. So theoretically, all layers are miasms, but miasms has a more particular definition, okay, and insinuates some type of infectious type of death. So a lot of times people say layers are miasmatic layers, as opposed to just a layer. A layer can be caused by any shock or trauma. A miasmatic layer is usually caused by an infection of some sort, all of them but cancer. And some people believe that's due to some infection also. There's many causes. Okay. What are some of the components of layers? Quickly, let me talk about it in relation to miasm. Layers. I think we referred to some of this already. Layers are typified by their own time, energy, and attention. It means a person, when they're in a certain layer, their time, their energy, and their attention is going to certain places that limit them. So when you treat someone and remove this layer, you'll see their time, energy, and intention will shift to somewhere else. And their limitations should be removed with it. Also, each layer is typified by stress and sensitivities. The person is weak in a certain area and stress is coming in, and they're sensitive in a certain area. So when you remove a miasmatic layer, you should see their sensitivities change from one level to another level, whatever the order is. They used to be sensitive to eating sweets and these type of things, and you treated them, and now they're not. That's a sign that they have went to a new layer, which is a whole layer. Okay? And they also, all of them, usually have the personality symptoms. The personality is being expressed. That's layers in general. Okay. So now let's talk about, take this idea and talk about miasm specifically. Miasms affect the vital force, okay? And they affect how the vital force functions. And quickly, we can go over the functions of the vital force, are survival, reproduction, the natural instincts of the person, okay? And it's also the vital force is concerned with maintenance, especially the physical body, but also the mental and emotional. Patokas talks about how the vital force can be weak, very weak, due to the state of the parent's health at the time of conception. So you can have another factor in there. Or weaknesses can be acquired during pregnancy or onwards. Those are more not necessarily miasmatic. It's just a weakness. The bioforce also has to do with the implementing of genetic type of things. It seems like it's pre-programmed. And we have to have this idea of the vital force is blind, animal-like. It's our lower self. It's pre-programmed to do certain things. It will cause us to get sick, or cause us to get very tired, you know, in an effort to heal itself or whatever. It is not this always this benign, benevolent thing. It's more animal-like. Our animal-like instinctual nature is the vital force. And it goes through life creating a lot of our passions, impulses, these type of things. Bioforce, we're driven by the bioforce to eat, to sleep, okay, to keep warm, to reproduce. These are drives of the bioforce. And you'll see that a lot of the miasms overactivate or underactivate some of the normal functions. They can make a person more passionate, or even shut it down. Vital force can make the person self-destructive if it's not programmed properly. So a lot of these miasmatic phenomena that we see are just bad programming. Okay? And the homeopathic remedies, especially the nozals, go in to try to fix the programming based on their scope of action.